You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, History's Three Greatest Days. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
In 1919, 2 years after the atheistic communists took over Russia, an American-born author living in the newly established Soviet Union published a best-selling book. The 350 pages of this publication whitewashed the atrocities of the deceiving and blood-spilling atheistic Soviets. The author, John Reed, was a graduate of Harvard University and a committed socialist. And it was his deep commitment to socialism, and certainly not his expertise at history, which drove Reed, this author, to publish the book entitled 10 Days That Shook the World. Reed's book sold widely, especially in the West, and even Nikolai Lenin, the godfather of the bloody and deceptive Soviet socialists, even he endorsed Reed's book. But there were some men who saw through all of Reed's lying and deception. And one of these men was the brilliant British historian, Dr. A.J.P. Taylor. Dr. Taylor pointed out that Reed's book, written to promote Soviet communism, was pure fiction. Nevertheless, Reed's fiction-filled book sold very well for many years. And it was also Reed's book entitled 10 Days That Shook the World that inspired a recent U.S. movie called Reds. This movie was popular in 1981, and it was also Warren Beatty who produced this movie, which again tried to popularize the Soviet communistic dream of world socialism. How ironic, then, that only a few years later, the Soviet communistic system should fall. In those August days of 1991, the entire John Reed fiasco, backed by the movie Reds, was exposed as one of the greatest hoaxes of history. And at the beginning of communism, the socialist apologist John Reed talked about the 10 days that shook the world. 74 years later, however, a leading U.S. magazine echoed the sensationalism of journalism by boldly announcing the demise of communism with a second headline stating, 3 days that shook the world. Obviously, of course, what we have here is an attempt to get readers to buy books and magazines and to read them, all as a result of a catchy title or a headline. And whenever anyone talks about subjects that shake the world, you will always get at least some readers. However, if you are honestly looking for not just a catchy headline, but an actual story describing 3 days that actually shook the world, then you will have to turn not to books of fiction nor to popular news magazines, but instead, you will need to turn to the pages of history recorded in the Holy Bible. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 27, we read that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the large veil in the temple of Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. And the Bible states, the earth shook and rocks were split. This cataclysm was so intense that tombs in the graveyard were opened. The dead were raised and they began walking around in the holy city of Jerusalem. John Reed's book, 10 Days That Shook the World, in a fictitious way, sanitized a bloody regime that controlled the minds of over 300 million people and covered 1/6 of the total landmass of the world. This anti-God experiment did not long endure. But when Jesus died, it was very different. The events of those three world-shaking days involving the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, these events continued to impact the lives of every person, even into our generation. During those 3 days when Jesus suffered under the Roman prosecutor Pontius Pilate, Jesus was suffering to pay for all of our sins, all of our mistakes and failures that you and I have committed. The prophet Isaiah foretold that Jesus the Messiah would bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. He, yes, he, Jesus, would be pierced through for our transgressions, and he, Jesus, would be crushed for our iniquities. Oh, on those three history-making days, Jesus died in our place, and the death that our Savior died is the death that you and I deserve for our sins against a holy God. The Bible states unequivocally that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that includes you and it includes me. Jesus gave his life in a violent way as a sacrifice to pay for the sins of the whole world. In the Gospel of Matthew we read, "And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way. And he said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests, and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. And they shall deliver him to the Gentiles, in order that he might be mocked and scourged and crucified. And on the third day he will then rise again." How it was this same Jesus that the Apostle Paul wrote about when he said that Jesus gave himself up for our sins, so that Jesus might deliver us out of this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. And so it was that at the end of these three greatest days of history, that on the third day, Jesus broke the power of sin and he burst the chains of death. And for this reason also, we can make this powerful statement. That is this, that on the third day, the day of Christ's resurrection, that this has become the greatest day of history. No author, no man, and no government official can ever overestimate the importance of the resurrection from the dead, which is the pivotal point in time and in eternity. And it was also the Apostle Paul who writes in Romans that it was Jesus who, through the resurrection, was declared the Son of God with power. And so as we today talk about the days that shake the world and modern attempts at forced sensationalism, let's remember another trend in our society, and that trend is this. In television, competition has now become so intense that in recent years, station managers, for reasons of survival, have stooped to promoting various forms of sensationalism, even in the news. This has been especially true during the months of November and February and May. Three times a year, television stations are subject to audience ratings in order to determine their number of viewers, from which they then calculate the amount that stations can charge for advertising. Newsweek magazine stated that in all of this, and I quote, "Nobody really gains anything and everybody loses something. In a short time, those new viewers gained by the sensational programming quickly return to their old habits." This is true in television, and it is also true for unstaged events such as the assassination of John F. Kennedy. While the conspiracy theories about the assassination itself always generate considerable curiosity, the event does not. The chief executive in Dallas County, Texas, stated that the city had come to terms with the event, and now they will let the world draw its own conclusions. The citizens of the city of Dallas, however, want to put the assassination event behind them and get on with life. But when Jesus was crucified, it was different. It was very different. There were those who wanted to put the bloody event behind them, but history would not permit it. There were some officials, especially some of the religious leaders, who themselves had been involved in the plotting and even in the carrying out of the murder of the Messiah. And as anyone would expect, this small group of guilty plotters surely wanted to cover up their killing of Jesus. But many others did not, and the many followers of Jesus would not let the events of these 3 days that shook the world be forgotten. And let's state one thing clearly also. The refusal of the Savior's followers to forget their Lord's death was not prompted by the mere memory of a close friend. The fires of their conviction to remember and to proclaim this miraculous resurrection event to the whole world was fueled when the crucified Christ appeared 3 days later, alive and raised again from the dead. This resurrection also signals that event when the world was shaken a second time. That's what I said, a second time. Listen as the Bible describes the morning of the third day following Jesus' crucifixion. And I quote, "Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred. An angel of the Lord had descended from heaven. The angel came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. The appearance of the angel was like lightning. His garment was white as snow, and the soldiers guarding Jesus' grave were frightened. They became like dead men, and the angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come,' the angel said, 'come and see the place where he was lying. Now go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.'" And so, my friend, let's take one final long and honest look at what really happened on those 3 days that shook the world literally and spiritually. Even for the disinterested and the unbelieving, those 3 days when Jesus suffered and died and rose again, these events surely signify a time of social turmoil and political upheaval. But for many others, and especially for you today, may these events provide you not only with a new view of past history, but even more important, a fresh view of a blessed future for not only yourself, but for all those that you love. This future can be an opportunity to start over with forgiveness and with hope. When Jesus died, God the Father accepted the bloody death of Jesus as a complete and perfect sacrifice for the full payment of all of your sins and mistakes. And 3 days later, when Jesus rose again from the dead, the world was shaken a second time. And now I pray sincerely that these events of these 3 days will truly shake your soul also. No matter how difficult your life has been, and no matter how impossible the future may sometimes seem for you, beginning today, at this hour, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and by trusting in His sin-cleansing blood, you can truly possess the living hope described by the Apostle Peter when he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The suffering of Jesus was necessary, and the death of Jesus on the cross was indispensable. But it was the resurrection of Jesus that was the crucial event of history upon which all of our future now depends. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians that if Christ had not been raised, we would still be in our sins and our faith would be in vain. However, it is a historical fact and the foundation of all of faith that Jesus the Christ, in that culmination of a 3-day series of events that twice shook the world, that this crucified Jesus Christ was raised from the dead unto life. In this act, Jesus defeated death, and in this historic event, Jesus has made it possible for all men of all nations to possess a solid hope, not only for this life, but also for the life to come. And so then, in conclusion, let us always remember that when communism was established in Russia over 75 years ago, John Reed, the socialist sympathizer, tried to extol the event with his book entitled 10 Days That Shook the World. 74 years later, however, communism failed miserably. 2,000 years ago, the evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in their inspired writings, documented the final days of Jesus, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And on these 3 days, yes, the world was then twice visibly and spiritually shaken. And now I pray that the Spirit of God will shake you to the depth of your soul, moving you onto true repentance for your sins. Because then the God of grace will truly reestablish you. He will strengthen you, He will heal you, and He will assure you of your total and perfect forgiveness. And He will bless you with the unshaken knowledge of life with Him forever in eternity. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.